You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Joneson on Indiana. Oh, I am truly pathetic. But join the conversation, won't you, at 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytake@thetakeaway.org. We want to hear from you. And the latest sign, of course, of rising fuel prices having an impact on the economy came from Dearborn, Michigan, the headquarters of the Ford Motor Company, where they announced over the next 6 months North American production cuts of anywhere from 15 to 20%. Gas prices are especially affecting SUV and full-sized pickup sales. Sales are dropping precipitously, and they make up most of Ford sales last year. Bill Vlasic is the Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. What questions do you have for him? You can weigh in on our website, but he's joining us. He's been following the story closely. Bill, this is a giant setback for Ford, an indication that it really made the wrong bet on the economy, and I have to think that the executives at Ford are really under fire. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Well, these are very tough times here in Detroit for the domestic automakers, and Ford is just the one today that's showing the pain the most. These last rounds of price increases at the pump are killing the sales of full-size pickup trucks and the big SUVs, and these are vehicles that Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler have relied on so heavily for their profits for the last several years, and consumers are just fleeing out of that, out of these big trucks into smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles.
Ford certainly was the automaker that first discovered the enormous profit margins that could be added onto sport utility vehicles and trucks, but they learned that back in the 90s. It seems like even as recently as 2 years ago, they were betting either that consumers were stupid and would continue to buy trucks or that gas would remain at $2 a gallon. And both bets are insane.
Well, I think the Ford executives would be the first to admit that they definitely underestimated the how high gas prices would go, and even in these last couple of weeks, I think the continued surge towards $4 a gallon is just it's a shock to the system. But there's no question that Ford invented to an extent the SUV market with the Explorer, and the F-Series pickup is the largest selling vehicle in America and has been for many years. They've been developing some smaller cars, trying to bring some of their vehicles over from overseas that are more fuel efficient, but it's a slow process and it may be too little too late.
And Bill, let's talk about the employees. I understand that throughout the auto industry since 2006, 75,000 jobs have been cut. How do you think this latest announcement is going to affect those employment numbers?
Well, this has been the most dramatic restructuring in many years in any industry, but particularly for the big three here in Detroit. The buyouts and early retirements of union workers has been extraordinary, but there is likely more to come. And where they take the, how much more can you cut to the bone? At some point, these companies have to decide, can we fill these factories with other products? But there's no question that they, Ford in particular, is committed to sizing its production to its demand. And unless these some of their smaller vehicles catch fire, and some of the ones in the pipeline get here very soon, there will be more more cutbacks, more layoffs, and more middle-class jobs lost.
And also, Ford's GM said that the consumer changes appear to be structural rather than cyclical. What does that mean exactly?
Well, I think he's talking about whether or not if gas prices, which is a big if, come down, people will come back to these vehicles. It appears that the big SUV is a dinosaur at this point. Other vehicles have been developed, crossover, smaller, more fuel-efficient, lighter trucks have been put out, not just by the big three, but certainly by Toyota and Honda. And people are finding that they meet their needs. So the structure of the industry, I think they're pointing at, is that the big stuff, the big road hogs that so many people love and so many people hate, have seen their day come and go. So with the pickup trucks, it'll be interesting because they're so closely tied to housing and construction activities. So many pickups are used for work. And that sector is depressed so badly.
Well, Bill, that leads to a question. I mean, you've already alluded to the fact that Ford has some unique dynamics at work here, but are we at all looking at more to come in the industry broadly? And then I have a very quick question for you.
Sure. I think General Motors is going to be in the same boat as Ford. They are a huge pickup truck seller. Chrysler, which is now privately held, a little more difficult to predict, but they cut their production pretty drastically earlier in the year. But there's more changes to come, no question about it.
So, Bill, imagine you're an airline executive. I mean, you know, the problems in the auto industry are, you know, mirrored in transportation as a whole with rising fuel prices. And imagine you're an airline executive and you're trying to, like, figure out new ways to make customers pay for things you used to give away. What would you charge for on the airline this Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Do they make you pay for waiting in line yet?
Ooh, that's good. Big revenue stream there. Bill Vlasic, Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.